Hi, my name is Arthur, and I am the host of All Things Change, a podcast about transformation. During this series of podcasts, we will discuss why we transform, how we transform, and the benefits and challenges associated with transformation. My interest in creating this podcast stems from a personal journey of change, my interest in transformation, and my career in fostering change. During my career, I have assisted individuals, teams, organizations, and industry sectors to transform. In helping foster and guiding transformation, I consider how the changes may impact how people work, their lives, as well as their well-being. But first, what is transformation? The Cambridge Dictionary defines transformation as a complete change in the appearance and character of something or someone, especially so that that thing or person can be improved. BusinessDictionary.com defines transformation from an organizational context as a process of profound and radical change that orients the organization in a completely new direction and takes it to an entirely different level of effectiveness. Furthermore, the definition implies that transformation changes the character of organizations and leaves no resemblance of its past configuration or its past structure. These two definitions involve significant change, with one definition encompassing people while the other definition has a stronger focus on the organization. This podcast will address both of these definitions and more. This is my first podcast, and is the first in a series of podcasts about industry transformation. Today we'll talk about industry transformation through the lens of the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution is often separated into four categories, starting with Industry 1.0 and concluding with Industry 4.0. But it is safe to assume there'll be an Industry 5.0 and possibly even an Industry 6.0 and beyond. But for today, please sit back and relax and join me on a brief tour through the Industrial Revolution, starting with this podcast about Industry 1.0. Before the 1800s, food, building houses, and even the production of weapons was undertaken with the assistance of animals or with the help of neighbors, but usually by individuals and often done by hand. At the beginning of the 19th century, the way things were done changed in a dramatic way as steam engines and steam-operated machines were invented. This forever transformed how we produced goods. It changed how people interacted with mass production, as well as other new inventions and technologies. The steam engine, combined with population growth, increased demand for manufactured goods, and the growing pressure from the emerging opportunities to trade across longer trade routes, including trade routes to foreign countries, were also a catalyst. The invention of the steam engine also influenced the use and the mining of coal, which became vital to the success of Industry 1.0. The reason coal became vital is simple, but very important. Coal was needed to heat the water and create steam. Steam was the power for the new factories, the new railways, and the new steamships. The new factories, railways, and steamships formed part of a supply chain that was much more efficient and effective than was previously known. Now that we've briefly defined and explained Industry 1.0, we're going to move on and talk about what was transformed. Industry 1.0 was a period of significant change in agriculture, textile, metal manufacture, transportation, economic policy, as well as the social structure of communities and cities. The changes as a result of Industry 1.0 were often not always adopted smoothly. They call this time an industrial revolution for a reason. It completely changed, totally destroyed, and significantly disrupted the way things were done and the way people thought, worked, and interacted. However, it is important to note these changes did not happen overnight. These changes occurred between 1760 and 1850, with the year 1760 being considered the dawning of the Industrial Revolution. We will take a quick look at three industries during this revolutionary period that forever changed the world: transportation, textiles, and agriculture. Concerning transportation, with the Industrial Revolution, shipping increased in importance as the distribution of products and the ability to move people increased dramatically. Coastal travel, foreign trade routes, and even the slave trade placed new demands on the shipping industry. These demands created substantial employment opportunities and brought wealth to towns with harbors or ports. At the same time, new skills were needed, including skills related to shipbuilding, ship repair, ironworks, railroad maintenance, coal mining, amongst others. The introduction of steam power and the use of iron and steel in shipbuilding and other advances in the design of merchant ships made sea travel faster and more reliable, and by 1819, steamships had extended beyond the rivers of Europe and were undertaking ocean voyages that would have previously been considered risky and dangerous. During this time, shipping became very important to many economies and was closely linked to the progress of the Industrial Revolution. Concerning textiles, Industry 1.0 seen changes in the machinery and the introduction of new technologies to enhance the textile industry. More efficient ways of weaving cotton to make textiles were invented, including the cotton spinning wheel. The cotton spinning wheel revolutionized the production in textile mills. Textile mills began increasing employment of more people, and towns and communities started to form around these growing textile mills. Regarding the agricultural industry, some had said the agricultural revolution fostered the industrial revolution. As people made the transition from being hunter-gatherers to a society that adopted more stationary farming, new tools, fertilizer, farming, and harvesting techniques such as better crop rotations improved livestock management and created better yields. With these changes, people were better nourished and people's health improved. The impact of Industry 1.0 on industry. The significance of Industry 1.0 can be captured like this. Steam power gave organizations the ability to operate 24/7 with less people needed when a business had to rely on manpower and horsepower. The need to feed and rest people and animals to produce goods and services changed dramatically with steam power. What you needed to maintain steam power to operate the machinery was a workforce that could feed steam-powered machinery and the engines. That means coal and water. It also established a culture within business that influenced basic customer service, the well-being of employees, but Industry 1.0 also transformed the disciplines of leadership and management. With the technical advances came productivity improvements and new ways of conducting business. The benefits of Industry 1.0 were significant for so many people. However, there was a dark and terrible side to Industry 1.0. The new factories increased demand for workers to feed the steam engines and associated machines, to create more products, to pack and move the manufactured goods. This large pool of workers included women and children, who were often treated unfairly. The impact of Industry 1.0 on society was significant. Employee wages were very, very low. People were working 14 to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week. These people were mainly unskilled workers. Women were receiving a third, sometimes less, of the money that men were making. For children, the pay was even worse. The first factories were very challenging work environments with bad lighting, poor ventilation. Factory safety was new, with people having little experience in designing work and catering for the well-being of employees. These poor conditions fostered the formation of unions. A specific concern was the treatment and the use of children who worked very long hours for very little pay. Labor unions advocated for more pay and for fair treatment. To bring about change, the labor unions organized strikes and protests. Another impact of the Industrial Revolution is often forgotten, and that is the rise of the middle class. The middle class included individuals working as clerks, managers, accountants, retailers, generally people with what can be considered a decent job. As goods became cheaper as a result of more efficient production, the ability to mass produce goods means that more products were available. People were able to buy what they needed and have some money left over for leisure goods. This concludes my brief snapshot of Industry 1.0. We discussed why Industry 1.0 was a catalyst for transformation, how steam power transformed, and the benefits and challenges associated with transformation. We briefly discussed the impact that Industry 1.0 had on individuals, on teams, organizations, and industry sectors. We considered how the changes impacted how people work, their lives, and their well-being. Next week, our journey will take us to Industry 2.0, the Second Industrial Revolution, which is also known as the Technological Revolution. Industry 2.0 includes the rise of railroads, steel production, increased machinery manufacturing, the emergence of petroleum, the beginning of electrification, and the introduction of the internet's predecessor, the telegraph. Thank you for listening. My name is Arthur, the host of All Things Change, a podcast about transformation. In closing, I'd just like to leave you with this. Without a vision, there is no journey. We are just wandering. Until we meet again, please take care. Bye.